Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Love, not the cause.
On the Shelly Miller and Chuck Show on Ninja Sunday. And how you doing here on the East Coast? Well, I know down Boston, Massachusetts, they've had a big snowstorm. Up here in Maine, it seems like it wasn't as bad as Boston. So, you know, we're kind of a little bit snowed in a little bit, but up here in Maine, not too bad. But I've been seeing stuff back in Boston. It's been a little bit of crazy cray down there. I'm bringing up a couple of things. I'm working on getting on guests and such for my show. What I'm also, I recently had got let go of my job because the job decided to move down to Florida. Maybe I should go with it and apply down there, you know, and a bunch of people had been let go. So I think maybe it's possibly could be good for a transition, and I'm hoping very much. I looked into working in an animal shelter. I mean, I look for other jobs and stuff, but I'm like kind of thinking, since I love animals and I've actually, you know, seem to like animals more than people sometimes, and, you know, going there and was surrounded by all kitty cats, and I guess you really can say I am the crazy cat lady, single, over 40, not married, and around surrounded by a bunch of cats. I guess I'm going to have to actually just embrace it. And I'm looking here with junk mail that I have that I'm actually opening up because I don't know where I live. This is very strange. You know, I live in a regular house, but it seems like my house is in a dead zone. Now, if you go a little bit to the left, it's not a dead zone. If you go to a little bit to the right, it's not a dead zone. But right where I'm situated, or should I say corrected way situated, it's a dead zone. So I'm like actually opening up some junk mail here for an internet service, which, believe it or not, I don't even get the services that they actually advertise with good, you know, good stuff, you know, cheaper discounts on internet because I live in a dead zone. I don't even know. It's like, and then you know what really, like, gets people is, like, they talk about all these promotions and such, and when you're going to call these companies for promotions for, like, cable, you don't even get the promotion because they jack it up with the customer service agents or the salespeople when you go to call all these places. It's crazy. So, yeah, welcome again to Sunday here. And I'm opening up my Facebook and everything here. Let me see. Let me pull up a couple things on here. I don't have a scheduled guest today, but I'll be working on it. I think the best thing to do is actually try to find out, you know, the guests that I've been speaking with. I'd like to, you know, schedule them closer to something that they're actually going to be doing to promote something for them while they're on my show. So I've been talking with a couple people, and I will be getting people on the show. I'll be playing some music today, reading from my hub pages. A couple things I wanted to bring up, I just wanted to post, about the Sarah Joy Foundation. And this is someone who I had never met, but I would have considered an extended family member. Now, Sarah Joy lost her battle with cancer, and she left behind her husband, Eric, and two young boys. Now, Sarah, when she was pregnant with her second child, she didn't want to receive, you know, chemo and such because she didn't want to hurt her unborn son. And you can actually go to Sarah Joy Foundation, and I'm going to pull up and read a little bit about there if anybody would like to donate to that cause. Okay, and I believe this was Eric who wrote this. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric, through this foundation. Our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. too many families make their life a living hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do, a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love, the summer breeze, the winter's snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And if you want to check it out, go to the Sarah Joy Foundation, and, you know, any donations will be greatly appreciated. So you can check that out on Facebook. And let's see. I wanted to post something here. I'm going to be back with my second promotion. I'm going to play a couple of songs like I did, like I said I was going to do. Now, this song is Feel by Laz and Cat of Triceptor Studios. And I'm going to play a little bit of music, and I'll be back with some more promotions and such.
Yeah. Laz Ritz. Cat of P. Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out. Yeah. Triceptors Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ooh,
prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh,
One time. Yeah, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, cat, so drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. Right. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the Jewins on the sleeve. Yeah. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designer suits with the Jacobs on the wrist. Yeah. Below the DJ Henry band, it stays tight and fixed in, yeah. And you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Win a round away girl, a down shorty girl. A girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now, girl, you know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's
word. You are that girl.
Body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreet, I want to love you from the start. Want to reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two. Rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view. Cause baby, you a star in my eyes. I think I found the girl in my dreams. Surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool out cat. They call him Cat. The one over the track. He's a down cool brother. He count his number. And he's just getting started. Getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around. Cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack. Cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact. And that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking.
Okay, and I'm back. I was all up, looking out the window of the snow plows. I'm trying to bring up something. Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, so I can read the... I'm typing with one hand. Hall of Fame. So here I am typing with one hand, and I'm bringing up the site now. Okay. Come on. Bringing it up. It just takes a few moments here for it to actually bring up. Okay. All right, and here it is, about the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia, stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds above it. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honor stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. That's 81 West, W-E-S-T, Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Fallen for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, and Stunt Stars and Legends. And you can check those things out there. So I think it really is a really worthy cause for that museum. It's not just for the present or the past, but it's for future generations too. And, you know, for the stunt people out there, these men and women, you know, they put their life on their line. And for half the films out there, if it wasn't for the stunt people, the films would never get made. And right now I'm going to play some more songs. I'll start off with If I Could Fly by Tony J. And I'll be playing a couple more songs after that, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back
and we can travel the world,
cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly,
watching planes go by. happy to be here.
One truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, fam.
am, I never leave. Back for the late nights, writing till I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch U Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
And I'm back here again. I'm looking up to see that I'm trying to. Sometimes it's a little bit slow here. I'm just trying to post a couple things on my Facebook page. Okay. Let me see. I wanted to write. I'm also pulling up some of my hub pages, my articles. Like, I like to read a couple of them. And I'm actually going to pull it up here. And I've been on this for like 5 years, so I'm going to bring this up here. And I learned how, you know, like what the community, what they want, you know, what, how to write for this page. It took me a couple years to learn how to write. I have over, I think, 50, is it 100 now? I forget how many articles I have, and there's stuff that is actually featured on my page, and it's the standards that I go by, what the hub pages want, and I now get my articles featured on the page. So this is one of them that I had written. Never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am perfectly perfect. We all have flaws. We have made mistakes. But remember your past. Bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned never to settle, and it had brought grand happiness into my life. I'd once settled, and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know, I repeat. But you know something, there's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just the feeling you get inside. And try not to stray from it. Well, I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle. You know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That is indeed a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think that God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but mine was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself. But people who acknowledge the pass on to me, and then in return I can pass it on to others. Also, sometimes you learn through people, not just in schools. You learn through life and real love, and you can find people that are real and not fake. And believe me, you find those people that are good, your life will become golden too. Okay. Did I just pay? Okay. Okay, is it open up? Okay. Live your life your way, the way it was meant to be lived. That's the title of the thing I wrote on Hub Pages. Your life should be lived the way it was meant to be, your way. Remember, people only rain on your parade because they're jealous of your sun and tired of their shade. Accepting of yourself need not to be approved by others. Recently, I saw a friend's post on Facebook who's transgender. The person gets harassed a lot. Now tell me, do people really have that much time on their hands, or are they truly bored with their own lives that they have nothing better to do because my friend is totally happy with their own life? People need to spend more time on their own and not worry about other people. My friend enjoys what she has become and is young and wants to go out in the world and be happy. But it is with cruel intention in the world that people will never accept her for the beautiful person she truly is. I, for one, am not bothered if someone's gay or whatever anyone else's lifestyle. People sit and condemn people for things. Must be so uncomfortable with themselves. Excuse me. I think I need some water. Then they miss some deep-rooted issue and think the world is some little bubble. Well, bubbles burst and the world... My throat's getting really scratchy. Hold on for a sec. Excuse me. Well, bubbles burst and the world is full of very colorful people in this world, so get over yourselves. Worry about your own backyard, or better yet, have that much time in your hands. Why not start a charity or something to help people who actually need help? People have free will to choose to do what they want to do with their lives. If they aren't harming anyone, just leave them alone. Actually, I don't care what people do. Because of myself, I'm building up my own business and making contacts and network, and I actually just don't have time to bother to even think of what someone's lifestyle is all about. It doesn't bother me. Yes, I know. I'm going to go to hell, right, along with people who are not straight and who are gay. Yes, I know, because I'm not falling into the hate category. How many people go to church but are sickly into porn? I mean, no one's perfect in this world, and you got to love people, say, don't judge them, but more than likely, they sit and point fingers at other people and have no business to butt into other people's business in the first place. Yes, I know, you're just going to take the Bible and say something that is written in the Bible and condemn people, but it has got to be written there somewhere. If you are vain enough to sit around and be high and mighty and point fingers at someone, if they aren't like you, and point fingers and point out the things you don't agree with them, aren't you kind of sinning yourself? I don't know how people have that much time to sit and constantly talk about people. Yes, it's because they're truly unhappy with their own lives and want to make sure that no one else is happy with their lives, so they want to keep thinking that if someone lives a good life and is content with their lives, then in fact they need to keep trying to bring down happy people by constantly talking about the happy people. Guess what? That doesn't work at all. Frankly, when people are happy, they're still going to get up out of bed every morning and continue to live their life the way they want to. Haters will always be unhappy with other people's happiness and will never be content. It's kind of as like some sort of disease that has no known cure, and too bad there wasn't a cure or happy pill for the haters. For me, I keep focusing on my life and doing things I love, and no matter what anyone says, I keep doing things I love. I learned for myself, this thing is not to give two beeps at all with what anyone says about myself because I'm too busy living my life the way I should be living my life, and that is my way. I learned when given chances to do the things I want to do in my life, I'm going to do that, and no one is going to stop me from doing them. Of course, on social media like Facebook, people can post all memes they want because social media can make someone look so happy when in fact they probably aren't. No one's life is perfect. Most people are not happy 100% of the time. But I guarantee that most people that are truly happy with themselves spend less time worrying about other people's lives. Those that constantly worry about other people's lives and lifestyle are truly not happy with themselves. So that feeling of unhappiness will show because they can't stop thinking about other people and how happy other people can be. People that have the freedom to live their lives the way they want to be and are happy for no reason can just make others miserable. And I know that is a very sad way to live their lives. But once again, that isn't going to stop people from being happy with their life. All they can really do is wish people well and enjoy your life and your lifestyle. I, for one, am happy with a friend of mine. I hope she has a very successful life because I know she has a very long way to go, and I hope we are friends for a very long time. I don't care that people know that I'm friends with people who are transgender because in this world we need to show more love than hate. I actually think when someone is transgender, it might make people uncomfortable knowing that I don't care what people do in their lives, and you know what? I do not care, just do not care at all. For me, as I said before, and just repeating myself, I have too much going on with my own life than to worry about other people's lives. This is how I have a healthy, healthy life with less worrying about other people's lives. Okay.
And let's see, what haven't I played today? I think I'm going to play some of John Michael Williams' music, a couple of songs, and I'll be back.
Even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I do have some regrets. Even though it's been 6 days, I can still smell your perfume. Every time I close my eyes, every time I'm in our room, and I cannot take the pain of lying in our bed alone. I've started sleeping on the floor now, going crazy on my own. Even though it's been 6 days, and I know you're gone for good, I keep hoping you'll come back to me. I know you'd be here if you could. It's so dark and lonely now, and I just do not know how to go on living anyway. Since the angels came that day, even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I know I have regrets. And even though we are apart now, I carry you inside of me, and you live on inside my heart now. That is where you'll always be. Even though it's been 6 days, even though my heart now, you will live on inside my heart, even though, even though, even though, even though. I'll hold you in my arms
have waited for someone like you all my life with breath bated.
I would give it for
love is so appealing.
Okay, and it does look like I've played everything I in the queue today, and I do thank, you know, all my future guests that I'm working on getting on my show. And then that Wednesday nights, I will be having my show Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time and noon on Sundays, and I do thank everybody. And right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close out my show with Jay Giannone's inspiration, and thank you all for supporting my show, and look forward to more shows, and have a good Sunday.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the D-R-E. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game. 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Pac and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme. My time to shine, no more sideline. I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.